With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump tells reporters it's his belief that Vladimir Putin is ready for ceasefire talks.
I think he wants to stop fighting. I see that. We spoke long and hard. Steve Witkoff was with him for a very extended period, like about 3 hours. I think he wants to stop fighting. They have a big, powerful machine. You understand that.
European leaders are meeting in Paris for emergency talks on how to react to the U.S. diplomatic blitz on Ukraine. Shortly before that meeting, French President Emmanuel Macron spoke with President Trump, but Macron's office would not disclose details about that 20-minute discussion. American and Russian officials will be holding talks on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading that delegation to Saudi Arabia this week for direct talks with Russia over the war. He'll be meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and other officials in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Ukraine will not be present at those talks. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says that another new storm forming across the middle part of the country, which will bring more wetter weather eastward.
That system is going to be pressing eastward through the Ohio Valley late Tuesday, early Wednesday, and then it starts to affect the East Coast on Wednesday. Still some differences in our models that with respect to the exact track of it, but there is definitely a potential for heavy snow to come out of the Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians on Wednesday, move across the Mid-Atlantic.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced the death toll in his state from weekend flooding has risen to 9. President Trump approved that state's request for a disaster declaration, authorizing FEMA to coordinate efforts. This is SRN News. Christians being made homeless in sub-Saharan Africa.
Persecution in the region is on the rise, as has been widely reported for years. But displacement is a lesser-known story. According to Open Doors U.S., more than 16 million Christians have been driven out of their homes in sub-Saharan Africa by violent attacks and civil wars. A family suddenly put out of their home can only hope to find a refugee camp, and in many countries, those aren't available either. Displacement also means the loss of income. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has put a two-week hold on President Trump's executive order aimed at preventing doctors from carrying out sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in response to a lawsuit filed earlier this month on behalf of families with children who allege their so-called gender transitions are being compromised. The restraining order essentially put Mr. Trump's directive on hold. This is SRN News. The region is still reacting to President Trump's suggestion for restructuring Gaza. We have the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
President Donald Trump's blockbuster announcement of his plan to reconstruct the devastated Gaza Strip continues to be the linchpin of fierce debates over the enclave's future. The plan calls for residents to be relocated from Gaza to Jordan and Egypt, while according to the president, beautiful housing will rise from the war-torn ashes. But the plan has a long way to go. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called it a bold break from tired ideas of the past. The leaders of Egypt and Jordan have rejected the idea outright. The Palestinians say they are not going anywhere. And international voices warn that moving the population as planned constitutes war crimes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.